quanto sono scuro di vita salvare.
He was very wrong.
E ha sido pensato.
I went to my room.
E tutto il mondo mi ha trasformato.
Open the Bible.
Aprì la Bibbia.
I can still remember.
Mi puoi ricordare lì?
It was 2 Peter chapter 1.
Seconda Pietro capitolo 1.
And every word spoke to my heart.
Alleluia, tornato. Alleluia, mio corazzone. Grazie di essere salvato.
Gloria a Dio.
At that conference, I gave myself to the Lord.
And at that conference, I gave myself to the Lord.
You know, at that time, even the preacher really didn't know what the Bible
says.
Because the last meeting of every revival
conference
is always our consecration. And consecration means give yourself to the Lord to be a preacher.
E conservação significava entrega de Deus ao Senhor para ser predicador.
And I was just saying,
me deu uma vida assim que estava lá.
15 years old.
Há 15 anos de idade.
And the preacher said, now if you love the Lord, if you
love the Lord, if you love the
Lord, consecrate yourself to be a preacher.
Consagre de Deus para ser predicador.
A huge map of China hanging.
Havia um grande mapa de China colgado na parede.
You can come up to the platform.
Venha para a plataforma.
Hold your finger on the place where you want to go.
Grande, onde você ir?
And there you will go to serve the Lord.
E já irá servir o Senhor.
I was in love with God.
Just having a moment of this.
I thought I must go to the farthest place.
Eu pensava, eu tenho que ir ao lugar mais lento de todos.
The most difficult place.
O lugar mais difícil de todos.
To prove my love to the Lord.
Provar que amo o Senhor.
So I march up the platform.
Então eu fui à plataforma.
I put my finger on Mongolia.
Puse o dedo em Mongolia.
Because Mongolia to the Chinese are the farthest place.
Porque Mongolia para os chineses é o lugar mais lento de todos.
And God, I've never been there.
Graças a Senhor, eu nunca ia lá.
I tried to prepare myself. And of course, at school, now we have real meetings. Now we are all safe. So we began to be on fire for the Lord.
Because we are on fire.
We went to the country place to preach to
us. We invited people to come and preach to us.
We invited people to come and preach to us.
And about 1/3
of the student body got saved.
Every Friday, after
school, we used the Methodist Church Sunday School building to have meetings. Invite the students and teachers to come and
join.
And we invited all the famous preachers in our city. After a few months, we exhausted all the famous
teachers.
So, two teachers and two students were responsible.
Entonces, todos los estudiantes y los maestros eran responsables.
We were talking.
Nos estamos conversando.
Whom should we invite next?
¿A quién vamos a invitar ahora?
And the teacher said,
y uno de los maestros dijo,
I heard of a name Watchman Nee.
Yo he oído un nombre llamado Watchman Nee.
Let me try to find him.
¿Cómo se encontrar?
And ask him to come and
meet us.
So he did.
Le hizo eso.
He went to find Watchman
Nee.
Actually, Brother Lee at the time their meeting is on the west side of Shanghai.
In the nature was in Shanghai.
It was very far from our school.
Muy lejos de nuestra escuela.
And every Tuesday actually.
Tuesday.
Brother Lee had so called a Bible study. And during that time, he was studying what later on we call it Bible, called Gospel Dialogue.
And at that time, estaba escribiendo que pasamos a más seriamente el diálogo del Evangelio.
All the basic gospel questions.
Todas las cuestiones básicas del Evangelio.
And he would go over the Bible.
Y él recorría la Biblia.
And try to find the answer from the Word of God.
Intentando buscar la respuesta a la Dios.
And that teacher went to that meeting. Now that teacher was really
saved.
He was a young man too. So at a meeting he argued with Brother
Lee.
He did not agree with Brother
Lee.
And after the meeting asked him to come
and
preach. And Brother Lee was humbled enough to come. So that was the first time I met
Washington.
Now, of course, he preached the gospel message to us. I can still remember what he preached. His topic is God is
willing.
It is you who are not
willing.
God is always willing.
This is the same thing.
We were really
touched.
And then I went to hear him a few times.
And then he came to tell him one of his.
Well, maybe I should tell you the first time I went to
see him.
On Sunday evening at 2 o'clock, they had a
meeting.
It was in about 2 rented apartments with
them.
But my teacher and I went there an hour
early.
So there was nobody there. So we sat in the hall. And as young people, you know, we talk and laugh and joke.
Y como jóvenes, ustedes saben, estamos hablando, riendo y haciendo bromas.
And suddenly the back door
opened. Y la puerta del fondo se abrió.
And another came in.
Y vino un hombre.
He said, will you please keep quiet?
Y me dijo, por favor, ponme silencio.
Watch me, watch, rest him.
Y me dijo, por favor, ponme silencio.
We're so frightened.
Y entonces nos asustamos.
By 2 o'clock.
A las 2.
Every scene.
Todos los asientos estaban ocupados.
About 100
personas.
Nobody
talked.
People coming.
Las personas entraron.
Sit down.
Se sentaron.
Either praying quiet.
O oraron en silencio.
Or reading in
quiet. O leyendo
sus libros.
No question. No question.
I was deeply
impressed.
And why 2 o'clock? But I was not ready.
So what do you call this party?
I was too hot.
It's not a
moment. But I finished
actually.
I chose a Bible
school. So, in the school of Bible,
to prepare myself for
Monday.
And my father disagreed.
So, papa no probó.
He loved the Lord.
Y mamá, señor.
But he said no.
Pero dijo no.
You go to the university.
Y vas a la universidad.
And after you finish, I'll send you to America to study.
Y después que terminó el curso universitario, me mandé a América por estudiar teología.
All my plans were smashed.
Y todos mis planes fueron desmoronados.
I had to obey my father.
Y tenía que obedecer a mi padre.
So I went to the university.
Yo fui a la universidad.
It was in another city.
En otra ciudad.
I went to this mission school.
La escuela misionera de Cristo.
All the professors were missionaries.
Todos los maestros eran misioneros.
So when I arrived at school, I cleansed myself into
Christianity.
But to my surprise, these professors didn't believe the Bible.
A este propósito no creían a Dios.
They didn't believe Jesus was the Son of God.
No creían que Jesús es el Hijo de Dios.
All they talk about is political, social, moral vision.
Todo lo que hablaban los políticos, morales y sociales.
I was so shocked.
Yo estaba tan chocado.
I thought all believers are true believers.
Yo pensaba que todos los creyentes eran verdaderos creyentes.
I didn't know they were so called modernists.
Yo no sabía que existían los así llamados modernistas.
So after a while.
Así después de un poco, yo me arrepentí.
I was in my dormitory.
Yo estaba en mi habitación.
All by myself.
Solo.
No fellowship.
No tenía comunión.
No activities.
No tenía actividades.
My only life
was reading the word every day. Lo único que podía hacer era leer la Biblia y orar.
I was on my knees in the
bathroom. Muchas veces estaba en mis rodillas.
People praying and going out of the church.
Personas entraban y salían, pero poco lo importaba.
I had to read
the Biblia. Tenía que leer la Biblia.
And he was doing that. I began to read the English Bible. God began to open my eyes. To see the Bible. And because of
it,
I went through Christian. The Bible brings a at that time, I had two school classmates who were saved. So, sometimes we go back and
do it.
Then we heard there were some sisters in the other side of the city.
En otro lado de la ciudad,
in a hospital.
En el hospital.
Four sisters.
Cuatro hermanas.
One is the principal of the registry.
Una era la hermana que dirigía la escuela de ellos.
One is the superintendent of nurses.
La otra era la superintendente.
One is a nurse.
La otra era la enfermera.
And one is a patient.
Y la otra era la paciente.
And they sometimes took train 2 hours straight to go to Shanghai to break bread.
The one of these angels, even with pain and fire, for 2 hours, for a minute of the time.
So we were introduced to them.
Así fuimos presentados a ellos.
And said, well, let's pray.
Y dijeron, vamos a orar.
It is God's will.
Si es voluntad de Dios.
For us to come together.
Para que nosotros estemos juntos.
And they might get testimony to the Lord.
Para que pudiera haber un testimonio al Señor.
So after much prayer.
Entonces después de mucha oración.
The Lord brought 7 of us.
El Señor trajo 7 de nosotros juntos.
I can still remember very vividly.
Y puedo quedarme muy vividamente.
We met in the sisters.
Y encontramos en sus problemas en las 7 semanas. Eran 7.
The first time we break bread.
Primero es que partimos de familia.
We all broke down.
Y entonces nosotros podemos quedar en caos.
Our hearts were touched by the Lord.
Y el corazón fue tocado por el Lord Cristo.
And that was the beginning. I went to Shanghai many times.
I went to Shanghai
to be with the brothers. And the Lord began to do a work in our city. People began to come from different backgrounds. Until it arose around the anger of the
denomination of the church.
All the denominations
of the church,
university, high school, girls' school, hospital, all.
La universidad, la escuela, el hospital, todos.
And pastors.
Y todos los pastores.
They had 3 days meeting.
Todos tuvieron un encuentro de 3 días.
To discuss us.
Solamente para discutir acerca de este pequeño grupo.
And my father at that time was the pastor of the university.
Y lo que tiene el pastor de la universidad. Y estaba allí.
They criticized him.
Y ellos criticaron a mi papá.
They said, "You have a son."
Y dicen, "¿Tienes un hijo?"
And they're all these troubles.
Y trajo todos estos problemas de la universidad.
And my father was very bad.
Y mi padre era muy, muy sabio.
He used the word of the Lord.
Él usó la palabra de la madre.
He said, "It is a man, it is a spirit."
Y dijo, sí, es el hombre, va a desaparecer.
It is a thought, it is a spirit.
Si no va a ser de Dios, no toca de Dios.
My father suffered a lot for him.
Mi padre sufrió mucho por él.
He never told me all these things.
Y nunca me dio todas esas cosas.
And he gave me absolutely.
Y me dio por todo el lugar.
During my last 2 years in the university.
Durante mis dos últimos años en la universidad.
I was so busy serving the Lord.
Estaba tan ocupado serviendo al Señor.
Sometimes I came home very early.
Algunas veces llegaba en casa muy tarde.
My father never said it.
Mi padre nunca me dio nada.
I thank him.
Me gracias a Dios por mi padre.
President of the nursing school was fired.
The president of the school was
The superintendent of the nursing school was fired.
The superintendent of the school was fired.
And the students had decided that they would not come for our meeting.
The students asignaron papel diciendo que no venían a nuestros encuentros.
We went through great suffering.
Pasamos por mucho sufrimiento.
Not from the world, from the Christian.
No from the world, sino from the world Christian.
But dear brothers and sisters,
hermanos, hermanos,
these 2 years were the most joy of the year.
Esos 2 años fueron los años más llenos de bendición.
The Lord was so
good. Es una razón cercana.
So when I graduated,
ese fue el momento de
Brother Lee asked me to join.
Y ahora yo me voy a ir a
that was in 1975.
Ahora me voy a ir a 1975.
At that time, the meeting in Shanghai was over.
When they came, there was a meeting in Shanghai, and we sent the things to Shanghai.
And I was 7 years old.
You don't know what happened to that.
What happened to Ireland?
She said, "No, no."
There are lots of needs.
I mean, you can see that.
But I'm not able to supply.
Sin embargo, no era capaz de suplir las necesidades.
And at that time, only Berlin and I were preaching.
En aquel tiempo, solamente Berlin y yo estábamos predicando la verdad.
And I believe she purposely tried to train.
Y yo creo que ha intentado propósitamente me entrenar.
He never told me when I would be preaching.
Y nunca me hablaba cómo yo debería predicar.
On Sunday morning at 7 o'clock.
En el momento de la mañana, a las 7,
he sent me a
note. Él me enviaba una nota.
Only two words.
Solamente dos palabras.
You preach.
Yo predico.
And I will preach at 9 o'clock.
Entonces él me dijo que predicaba sobre.
Or he said, "I come."
Yo le decía, yo
le digo. And he will preach.
Y él se le dijo.
I was in suspense for a whole year.
Yo pasaba en suspenso por todo un año.
I think he did it purposely.
The gentleman used to answer a proposal on him.
And when people invited him,
from the person he invited,
he couldn't go.
He didn't go here.
He sent me there.
He didn't go here.
But then, God,
the rest of us,
it was during the 30s.
So, during the 30s,
that the word of God began to spread.
And all the words in the soul of the sea.
It began to spread along the east coast of China.
East of China.
Down from Canton up to Manchuria.
East of Canton and from Manchuria.
God began to raise up assemblies at the assembly.
Most assemblies.
And some assemblies in Manchuria, we didn't know they existed.
Y nosotros no podemos salir de la existencia de Dios en la altura.
God did the same thing as he did with us.
Dios hizo lo mismo que había hecho nosotros.
And they later on we found each other.
Después nos encontramos.
And immediately we were joined in the spirit.
Inmediatamente nos unimos en el espíritu.
So the word began to spread along the coast.
Entonces la obra empezó a crecer a lo largo de la costa.
Then the Japanese began to attack China.
Entonces los japoneses atacaron China.
And because of the war,
y debido a la guerra,
the government moved to the interior of China.
El gobierno se cambió para el interior de China.
And the government offices, as well as the universities, many moved back to the interior of China.
Las oficinas del gobierno, así como muchas universidades, también se cambiaron para el interior de China.
And of course, brothers and sisters, many brothers and sisters moved into the interior
of China.
So we just went at them.
Nosotros,
and began to visit brothers and sisters in various cities.
Y a visitar hermanos y hermanas en muchos lugares.
And God's word began to grow in the interior of China.
Y la obra del Señor creció en el interior de China.
So it really was a move of God. Otherwise,
we would
stay along the coast.
But the front is being spread out the coast.
And now it's spread into the
church.
So after the war was over, we discovered that there are brothers and sisters assemblies all over.
And so it's believed that we are assemblies that are going to work for our time.
That will be already in the later part of
1940s.
Now, probably you realize, because the young people, they love the Lord, but they need some help. So that's why in 1948 and 1949, he had two long sessions of training in COVID-19.
Es por eso que en 1948 y 1949, él tuvo dos conferencias de entrenamiento en el COVID.
He gathered some young people, promising young people. And also the workers. And gathered them on the mountain. And there he tried to
help.
Usually he would speak twice
a day.
In the morning, in the evening. He would give all these messages. Like spiritual authority. All these things. And in the evening, the basic lessons.
The noche was the third master.
And in the afternoon, all those who attended the training,
all the things that were following the
will give their testimony one by one.
That was his testimony, one hour.
And after they gave that testimony, then a few brothers and sisters, who were more advanced in the Lord,
que eran más avanzados en el Señor,
they would give their critique.
Ellos iban a evaluar los testimonios.
And it is not criticizing.
No es una crítica.
But it is helping.
Es una ayuda.
To show where the weaknesses are.
Para mostrar dónde estaban las debilidades
de los que estaban.
Y mostrar lo que debe estar preparado.
And how they should be helped.
Y cómo podrían estar ayudados.
It was very helpful.
Y así de gran ayuda.
But,
¿no?
The communists occupied all China.
Los comunistas ocuparon toda China.
In 1949.
1949.
Now, before they came, our dear brother watchman,
Mr. Amaru will watch for me.
He knew that they were coming.
He sabía que ellos iban a venir.
And if they We will have no opportunity to work anymore.
Se viesse, não teríamos oportunidade de trabalhar, seria trabalhando.
But he thought.
Senão ele pensou.
Probably there will be 5 more years.
Provavelmente teremos mais 5 anos.
And during those 5 more years,
durante esses 5 anos,
we will try to cover all channels with literature.
Nós vamos tentar alcançar toda a China com literatura.
So when we cannot preach, the literature will be there.
Quando não podemos publicar, provavelmente a literatura agora.
And also,
e também,
he felt that we were already in the field.
Ele sabe que nós somos já estávamos em todo o lugar.
We will be mocked.
Poderíamos ser conhecidos como comunistas.
We will be arrested.
E seríamos presos.
We couldn't work anymore.
E não poderíamos trabalhar.
So we try to train young people.
Assim ele tentou entrenar jovens.
Put them in different universities.
Ponê-los em distintas universidades.
Ask them to learn certain
learning. E que cuidassem algumas carreiras.
So after we were arrested.
E depois que nós somos presos,
they will carry on as professionals.
Eles poderiam prosseguir como profissionais.
So everything was prepared.
Então, tudo estava preparado.
The communists came.
Os comunistas vieram.
During the first year,
durante os primeiros 2 anos,
they did nothing.
Eles não fizeram nada.
Meetings, you can meet as usual.
Nós encontramos com eles continuávamos como sempre.
And the first 2 years there were tremendous opportunities.
Nos primeiros 2 anos houve muitas oportunidades.
Many people got saved.
Muitas pessoas foram salvas.
And it was free. Everything was free.
E toda a vida.
If you want to get out of China, you could.
Se eu não queria sair desse caminho de China, era possível.
But after 2 years,
chegamos com 2 anos. Só foi. A fortuna falhou.
Brother Lee was arrested in 1952.
Brother Lee foi encarcerado em 1952.
Actually, he was with me in Hong Kong.
The ancient man estava comigo em Hong Kong.
We lived next to him.
Nosotros vivimos en
Cerro Salomón.
Por 2 meses. Por 2 meses.
We knew what was happening.
Nosotros sabíamos lo que iba a ocurrir con él.
We begged him not to return.
Nosotros pedimos que no regresara de vuelta.
But he felt he was his
duty. Él sentó que debía regresar.
He had to go there.
Él tenía que volver.
So he returned in 1950.
Así, en 1950, él volvió.
He came out one
day. Él salió una vez.
But he went back.
Sin embargo, regresó otra vez.
And he kept it too.
En 1952.
He was arrested.
Él tenía que regresar.
At first, we didn't know where he was.
Primeramente, não sabíamos onde ele estava.
Later on, we knew he was in prison in Yorkshire.
Mais tarde, recebemos uma notícia que estava na prisão em Yorkshire.
During this period,
durante aqueles períodos,
they organized Christianity.
Eles organizaram
o Everything was organized.
Tudo era organizado.
Budismo was organized.
Budismo organizado.
Islamism was organized.
Islamismo organizado.
Christianity was organized.
Islamismo organizado.
And every church, every assembly were asked to join.
E cada igreja, cada assembleia, era requerido que se unisse à organização.
It is called Pre-Self-Patriotic Movement.
É chamado de Movimento Patriótico dos Três.
What?
It is a patriotic thing to do.
Yes. Por isso, esse movimento é uma questão de patriotismo.
Because in the past,
porque no passado,
Christianity was dominated by foreign missionaries.
O cristianismo era dominado por missionários estrangeiros.
And all these Christian churches will really look up to foreign missions to support.
E todos esses cristianos buscaram suporte aos missionários estrangeiros.
But now you have to be self-supporting, self-doing, suddenly and set off again.
No es la hora de soportar a sí mismo, gobernar a sí mismo,
sostenerse
a sí mismo,
sostenerse
a sí mismo, gobernar a sí mismo y
sostenerse.
Y eso significa ser patriota.
In the beginning, just persuade you to go.
En el comienzo, él solamente persuadió a que los hermanos se
dieran a esa
pero no, después empezaron a forzar.
Si no lo hicieron,
despegaron. Si no lo hicieron a la organización, se lo
cerraron.
Entonces, ahora lo dicen.
Y todo el mundo lo sabe.
Antes que no lo dicen, no lo hicieron a la
organización. Y lo visited by the government, day after day,
por 6 meses, me volvieron a visitar a la
organización. They tried to convince him.
Y tampoco me refiero día a día
to believe the Christian mission.
A convertir el cristianismo en China.
To lead that faith of the
community. A lead the world to the community.
Because they felt that Christian and the Christian
church. Porque nuestra gente se influencia en el mundo cristiano en China era muy grande.
La gente de la
iglesia. Mi hermano, el Señor.
And then in 52,
la mayor concentración de cristianos en todo el mundo es la concentración de cristianos en China.
Hoy día.
Germany was in prison and everything, Liberty, for 30 years.
And now he is still at the summit of the Master Star for 30
years. He was sentenced to 50 years.
El ministro se sentaba a 15 años.
But for the 15 years expired.
Sin embargo, al final de los 15 años,
he was not released.
Y no fue libertado.
Because he made the decision.
Porque no tuvo su historia.
So he was sentenced to the Liberty.
But
brothers and sisters,
I had to get
a witness. Brother Lee, he was miraculously
healed of physical illness.
But you have hospital.
Serious
hospital. Even when we were together. He could not
live
anywhere.
He could not live anywhere.
Many nights he was sick. Oftentimes he was in agony in bed.
And then he got up and preached. He was in
agony in bed.
And after preaching,
he went to
bed.
Otherwise, they were
even sure.
So when the brother and two sisters went to get the treasure,
entonces cuando el hermano y dos hermanos fueron a buscar sus cenizas,
they asked the man who burned them all.
Les pidieron al hombre que había quemado el cuerpo.
When you burn that body,
¿cuántos humanos quemaste?
Is he like one who committed suicide?
¿Es un valiente de alguien que cometió suicidio?
No, he said no.
Él dijo no.
I burned many bodies.
Yo he quemado muchos cuerpos.
This body.
Este cuerpo.
There was such calmness, such peace.
Había una paz muy grande, muy grande. Se nunca puede ser against this world.
Gracias a Jesús.
Hermanos y hermanas.
Thank God for the church.
Gracias por dar este momento.
Even though our work is
not just in one way,
God's work
goes on.
What God is doing in Canada is beyond
our comprehension.
Praise God. Now our work stops.
Ahora se da nuestro espacio.
What is part?
And what part?
He was a Baptist
pastor.
He showed me the Baptist church that once he was a pastor.
He showed me the Baptist
church. And he was always a successor for Jesus and me.
He was a pastor and a successor for Jesus.
But because he saw something beyond the cross.
And the Bible says, I will not have any of you.
He saw resurrection. He saw God's eternal
purpose.
So finally, he parted from this
news. And when the Lord began to open his
understanding,
when the Señor empezó a abrir su entendimiento,
to see the eternal purpose of God.
Para ver el eterno propósito de Dios.
He told
him. Él me dijo.
He said he began to preach it.
Yo empezó a predicar eso.
But after he preached for a whole year.
Sin embargo, después de haber predicado por un año todo.
Only one brother got a vision.
Solamente un hermano obtuvo la visión.
His deacon.
Son los diáconos. Un diácono.
But when he left the Baptist church.
A group
of believers
came out.
They had nowhere to
leave. They had no place to live.
But God used a sister.
He brought us to a school.
And
then he made
them Jesus. This is the honor of God of
fellowship. And ministry
center.
Y es el centro de comunión y ministerio de Ola Pong.
Now, we knew about T. Austin Sparks way back.
Ahora, nosotros conocíamos acerca del hermano T. Austin Sparks hace mucho tiempo.
I still remember in the early part of the 30s.
Me acuerdo aún de las menos años de los años 30, 30.
Once I attended a conference. And after that after the meeting, a few of us were standing there. And he told us, there is Mr. King Austin
Sparks.
He must know the church. Because at that time, Brother Sparks has some books.
Porque en aquel tiempo el hermano Sparks tenía algunos libros escritos.
The first book is incorporated in Christ.
El primer libro es incorporado en Cristo.
And also the centrality and universality of the cross.
Y también la centralidad y universalidad de la cruz.
Brother Lee,
el hermano Lee leyó ese libro.
So he said, this man you must know the cross.
Y dijo, es hombre debe conocer la iglesia.
A very deep impression on him.
Y es una impresión muy profunda porque
yo estaba
en la universidad de aquel tiempo.
Then in 1933, the
exclusive brethren invited Brother Lee to Europe. Invitaron a hermano Lee a visitar Europa.
So he went there.
Y fue a Europa.
And one weekend.
Y en un fin de semana,
he was free.
No tenía otra cosa que hacer.
There was no need.
No había reunión.
So he went to honor.
Entonces, Emmanuel fue a honor.
Trying to see Brother Sparks.
Y me gustaría encontrar a Brother Sparks.
But his father was not there.
Sin embargo, Brother Sparks no estaba allí.
But another brother was there.
Sin embargo, otro hermano estaba allí.
So that other brother took him to Sparks.
Entonces, otro hermano le invitó a
Sparks.
And their Scrooge brother.
Los hermanos crucifixos.
They found this out.
Les descubrieron eso.
And for them, this was a serious sin. So, because with the exclusive brother, you can only fellowship with them and nobody else.
Porque para los hermanos exclusivistas, no se puede reunir con ellos, también con nadie más.
And so they cut short of this visit.
Entonces, acortaron la visita de la reunión.
And they wrote to Shanghai and asked us to excommunicate the meeting.
Y escribieron a Shanghai pidiendo que el hermano Mick fuera echado fuera de la iglesia.
But we told them.
Nosotros creíamos en la comunión abierta.
We do not believe the exclusivism.
Nosotros no creíamos en el exclusivismo.
So they excommunicated us before we joined them.
Entonces, nosotros fuimos echados fuera de los exclusivistas antes que nos uniéramos.